Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 60 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I have my hands in the air. I'm celebrating that we are 60 episodes in. I feel like I do this every 10 episodes or so, but why not? We celebrate our wins around here, okay? So thank you so much for being here, for listening, for tuning in. If you have loved this podcast so far and got some aha moments, go ahead and leave me a review and a rating. 5-star rating, that would be so helpful. And if we haven't connected on Instagram, let's be friends. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews. That's M-S-C-H-A-N-T-E-L-M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. I'll see you on Instagram. All right. I hope all of you had an amazing holiday weekend. We actually did nothing. Okay. And it felt amazing. I know that we have a ton coming up this summer. So we just decided to take this weekend and completely chill within our own house. And I just hung out with the kids by the pool and it was really great. So it's nice to have those quiet times in your own house too, as we prepare for some of our travel and craziness. So let's dive into today's episode, shall we? We are talking about why affirmations alone aren't working for you. If you feel stuck and you're like, I have this vision board, I've been saying these affirmations and it's just not working. Affirmations and vision boards are a great start. That's how I want you to think of it. It's a great start, but it should be seen like the beginning, like the baby step into your transformation. They're great tools, but often fall short without like that deeper transformation. So affirmations, just to define it a little bit, I see it as just positive statements that are aimed at shifting your mindset, making it a more positive mindset. And a common belief is that if I repeat this positive affirmation, this phrase enough times, I'll believe it and I'll possibly change my reality. I get it. I've also been there before too. Here's the problem. Affirmations can feel empty without genuine belief and emotional connection. And the key word in that sentence is genuine, genuine belief. So saying one thing while secretly feeling another is going to create some sort of resistance. For example, let's say that you want to shift your mindset around your body and you've been saying things like, I'm so fat, and kind of making fun of yourself in front of other people. You notice the habit, so that's great, right? You notice it and you want to change your mindset and kind of be more positive around your self-talk and your own body and your body image. First of all, amazing. Like, congratulations, that's amazing. It's great that you've taken that first step in acknowledging like, okay, this actually isn't good for me. It's not good as an example maybe to your kids. So the first step is acknowledging like, all right, I've got to change my mindset around this. And I actually do want to be more positive in my self-talk and not just beating myself up all the time. So you've noticed it. Let's say you decide to say a positive affirmation. Maybe you went on Pinterest and you're like, positive affirmation for your body. And you find something like, I am so fit and healthy. Or I'm the healthiest I've ever been. Something like that. And it sounds good when you say it out loud. And you want to believe it. You want to believe it. You really do. But there's a part of you that's like, nah, girl. Nope. You're lying to yourself. Blah, blah, blah. Nope, nope, nope. Kind of like the hands on the ears, like, nope, nope, nope. I can't really hear you. So your brain pathways reinforce habitual thoughts. Yes. But new beliefs, this is kind of like that deeper level. New beliefs require more than just repetition. They need emotional engagement with genuine belief. Let me say that again. New beliefs require more than just repetition. They need emotional engagement along with genuine belief. Affirmations need to align with your subconscious belief to be effective. Hang in there with me. I know this sounds a little like, almost like challenging, but stay here with me. We're going to take some baby steps and I'm going to give you some practical things that you can do. So wait till the end here. Hang in there. So how do we shift from A to B? How do we go from that negative mindset, beating yourself up all the time, to genuinely having that self-love, genuinely speaking to yourself more kindly and believing it? And that's exactly how I want you to think of this. Not from A to Z. How do I get from point A to point Z? I want you to think about it from going from point A to point B, from B to C, and so on. It is a journey. It is a path here. We are taking steps. Here's what you can do. This is the juicy stuff. Use affirmations that resonate and pair them with gratitude, joy, or confidence. Take my earlier example, the I'm so fat one, and you've been saying this to yourself, secretly maybe. Maybe you don't even say it out loud, but it's like the secret thing that you say to yourself every day when you look in the mirror. So you say, I'm so fat. Okay, I need to stop saying this. I'm noticing this pattern. I'd like to change my mindset to be more positive and be just overall healthy in the body and mind. So instead of jumping to what feels like a lie, I'm so fit and healthy. This is the healthiest I've ever been. Your body doesn't believe that. Your brain does not believe that. So instead of doing that, going from A to Z, let's go from A to B. Go to a neutral statement and use conscious language. Sounds complicated, but it's not. And I'm going to teach you right now how to do it. Write this down. Okay. This is the statement that you will start using if you have been one to beat yourself up lately and to kind of have that negative self-talk. Here it is. Ready? I am working on being healthy today. Mic drop. I can just walk out of this room now. Take that statement and say it throughout the day. Repeat it over and over. I am working on being healthy today. Here's what that sentence is doing. First of all, I am working on implies that you are in process of. So that doesn't feel like a lie. I'm working on being healthy. And this is not just open-ended. I'm working on being healthy forever. We're talking about today. I'm working on being healthy today. So if you catch yourself, ugh, I'm so fat, like I can't do, blah, blah, blah. Stop. Pause. And then say out loud if you're able to. And if not, say it in your head. I'm working on being healthy today. Instead of going to, I'm so fit and healthy and not believing it. You see what I'm saying? This is magic, okay? This sentence right here, I just want everybody to write it down on a post-it note and put it somewhere so that actually that's not a bad idea. Put it on a post-it note in front of your mirror as you get ready or brush your teeth. And you can just say, I'm working on being healthy today over and over. And then the gold is if you match that with gratitude, so something that you are thankful for your body, genuinely thankful for. So again, not going into pretend mode like, I'm so thankful for this fit body. No, we're saying I'm working on being healthy today. I'm thankful that my heart beats on its own. I'm thankful that I can see. I'm thankful for my eyes. I'm thankful for my organs that are working properly most of the time without me even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. It can be something simple. You're thankful for your senses. like something that you are genuinely thankful for. So pairing that with that neutral statement, I'm working on being healthy today, and then boom, something that you're thankful for your body, that is creating such a, what's the word I want to use? Not just magical, but just such a strong connection in not only your brain, but your body. So, because you actually believe it. Like it's sinking deeper into almost your cells. Like it's not just surface level shooting things out for no reason. Like it's actually sinking in because you believe it and because it's matched with gratitude. And you're saying it with confidence because you actually believe it. You see how this works here? It's amazing. It's so exciting. I love this. So affirmations are not the beginning. I mean, affirmations are, listen to me, affirmations are the beginning, not the end. Transforming your beliefs is not just using your words, okay? It's not just saying things. It's believing it at a deeper level. That's the huge step towards transforming your reality. Shifting your mindset from that negative to positive, going from A to Z, but taking those steps in between. This is your A to B, neutral statement paired with gratitude, joy, and said with confidence because you believe it. Does that make sense? I hope so. I hope that you wrote this down. That's like your homework right now, actually. Because I'm assuming that if you're listening to this, you're probably working on your well-being, your wellness. It could be your body, could be your brain, could be all of that. So I am working on being healthy today is such a good one all around. So if you want to write that down and put it on the mirror, if you take a picture of it and tag me in that, that would be fun. That would just be fun to see that you are working on your mindset. And that's all I have for you today. So, again, if we haven't connected on Instagram, let's be friends. I'll leave it in the show notes. I hope all of you have an amazing week as we are gearing up for the end of school and summertime. So we are in full-blown transition mode going from school to home life. So I am sending out all of the amazing, wonderful vibes, thoughts, all that goodness to you moms out there. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.